And this news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. A Huron County man has been sentenced following a guilty plea for engaging the services of a prostitute. Nathan Matthew Ledger appeared in district court last week, admitting to the charge involving a neighbor in the village of Ubley. Defense attorney Stephen Allen told the court that Ledger, who has a court-appointed guardian due to his cognitive injury, is currently serving time for a separate matter. Ledger apologized to the court during the hearing, and the judge sentenced him to 6 days in Huron County Jail to be served concurrently with his existing sentence. Ledger is also required to pay $675 in fines and costs by January and must undergo mandatory AIDS and STD testing. An Acaro man is being held in Tuscola County Jail while authorities continue investigating allegations involving online communications with someone he believed was a minor. According to the citizen-led group Maximum Exposures Michigan, Jacob Comperdi was taken into custody on a parole detainer after investigators alleged he engaged in explicit online conversations with one of the group's decoys and discussed arranging an in-person meeting. Law enforcement has not announced new criminal charges connected to the investigation at this time. Officials say the case is open and remains active. Records indicate Comperdi was on parole following a prison sentence for a previous conviction of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, or by strangulation. He was released on parole in August of 2025. Authorities say Comperdi remains lodged in Tuscola County Jail as the investigation continues. And a proposal advancing in Lansing could make retirement savings options for thousands of Michigan workers whose employers don't currently offer a retirement plan. The Michigan Senate has approved legislation to create the Michigan Secure Retirement Savings Program, a state-administered retirement savings system for private sector employees without access to an employer-sponsored retirement account. Under the proposal, eligible workers would be automatically enrolled through payroll deductions, but could opt out at any time. Employers without a qualified retirement plan would be required to facilitate the payroll contributions into the program. Businesses that fail to comply could face misdemeanor penalties and fines of up to $5,000. Supporters point to state fiscal data showing roughly 42% of Michigan's private sector workforce lacked access to an employer-sponsored retirement plan in 2022. They say the program would encourage long-term savings and could help reduce future dependence on publicly funded assistance. Similar automatic retirement savings programs are already operating in more than a dozen states. Republican lawmakers opposed to the measure, arguing it creates another government mandate for employers and noting individuals already have an option to open retirement accounts on their own. The legislation now moves to the Republican-controlled Michigan House, where its prospects remain uncertain. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Your home is one of the most important investments you'll make. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Hi, this is Mark Hill, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. Whether you're buying your first house, refinancing to save money, or building the home you've always dreamed of, our mortgage team is here to help. We offer fixed-rate mortgages, construction loans, and options designed to meet you where you are. Looking to update your kitchen, add a garage, or finally tackle that home improvement list? We also offer home equity loans and lines of credit, giving you access to the equity you've built at a rate you can feel good about. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we keep your loan local. That means local decisions, local service, and a team that knows your community, because we're part of it. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mark Hill, NMLS number 500339. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with more news. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are finalizing details for an urgent White House meeting amid growing friction over military operations. The high-stakes summit comes as Washington aggressively pushes for a permanent peace deal with Iran. However, the White House has publicly bristled at Israel's ongoing preemptive airstrikes against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon, which are threatening to derail the diplomatic talks. Prime Minister Netanyahu downplayed the rift in a public statement, acknowledging that while the two allies see eye to eye 99% of the time, family differences occasionally emerge. The Israeli leader remains firm, however, warning that regardless of any potential peace deal, Israel will act independently to ensure Iran never acquires nuclear weapons. And diplomatic negotiations between Washington and Tehran are resuming this morning after a brief pause for the funeral of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The Trump administration is pushing hard to finalize a permanent peace agreement to end the regional conflict. However, the entire process remains on a knife edge as Iranian delegates threaten to walk away entirely unless Western powers force an immediate halt to ongoing Israeli strikes in Lebanon. International diplomats fear the political instability inside Iran following the Supreme Leader's death could collapse the talks completely. With Iran's political landscape fractured and hardliners demanding military retaliation, Western negotiators are facing immense pressure to secure a framework agreement before the transition of power in Tehran solidifies. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
America turns 250, and Doorbuster Week at Ashley and Bad Axe is celebrating with the biggest, boldest, most star-spangled savings of the year, June 29th through July 6th only. The doorbusters are front and center. Rocker recliners, just $379. The sofa chase, just $449. And six-piece dining sets, just $499. But wait, there's more. Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 70% off accessories. Lock in your savings with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. And hot buys are still burning bright. A $299 dining set for two. Recliners starting at $299. And the Starmore bed frame, only $499. And if you want to sleep like a patriot after a long day of grilling and freedom, save up to $700 on select Beautyrest black mattresses and adjustable base sets. Or take home an Ashley Sleep queen mattress starting at $299. It's Doorbuster Week at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley is locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.